Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
As the guy hits the deep right field, that ball is going, blowing it in, gone. He drives the authority. Now I don't believe it.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Yo, what up, Yankee fans? Welcome to the Bullpen Betty Show. That's right, we're back. But more importantly, so are the Yankees. Or is that the other way around? Anyway, it's the All-Star break, and we're here to catch you up on this next generation of baby bombers. And we'll even throw in an installment of Betty's amazing adventures in real estate. So stick around, because she's Betty, I'm Gigo, and this is the return of the Bullpen Betty Show.
Hey everybody, it's a Bullpen Betty, and Gigo and I are back after, I think it's been 50 years. It's actually the fourth anniversary of the first Bullpen Betty podcast, because we did that one in 2013 over the All-Star break.
Right, and we were in Willits Point subway station, weren't we?
Why were we there? Were we like flagellating?
It was the All-Star break and we couldn't get tickets to the game. They were at Citi Field.
Oh, right, right. They were at Citi Field that year. That's why.
So we've moved up in the world. Now we're on a beach.
We are. I've already gotten blotchy sunburn.
Right. We came down to Miami for the All-Star break. We decided to spend a few days on the beach before we go home and catch the second half of the season.
Yeah, so we're still chilling at the beach. And, well, you know, what do you think? Robinson Cano basically won the game for the American League.
That was cool. Even though he's not a Yankee anymore, so.
Yeah, who cares? I'm so mad at him forever and ever. But anyway, why don't we talk about the difference between the Yankees this year as compared to the last time people heard from us last year?
Well, the reason people didn't hear from us was because the Yankees sucked. It was horrible to have to talk about a bad team, and we were talking about a bad team for a couple of years. So now, big change, right? Now they're back. Now they're big differences, right? Big changes in the lineups. We've gotten younger, right?
Yes.
So guys,
instead of being the oldest team, they're near the youngest team.
We are still the tallest team, though, right?
Except for Torres.
Yeah. So these are guys who were big parts of last year's team who are no longer with us, right? A-Rod is gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Teixeira is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Beltran is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan Nova is gone. Brian McCann is gone,
mm-hmm.
right? These are all big-time veterans who we got rid of.
So the interesting thing about those guys is, number one, I wholeheartedly believe that the team is better off without A-Rod. There was just too much Hollywood on the team. I'm not putting him down, although I could. That's not what I mean. I just mean it was distracting to everybody else. That's what I think.
Yes and no. Because the year before he was distracting, but he was hitting 30-something home runs, so he was okay. Right. Basically, last year he was distracted and he wasn't producing. Right, but Tex wasn't producing. The only guy who really was, who we got rid of, was Beltran. Right.
Right, and he's still playing.
He's still playing.
What is he, on Texas?
Yeah, he's the Texas.
The Rangers.
McCann is. He's with Houston. He may actually win a ring this year. We'll see.
Yeah, they're Houston is kicking ace.
Right, but we've replaced all these guys. Right. So now instead of.
Nova's doing good
he's
too.
Doing good.
By the way.
So now instead of A-Rod at. Well, I guess he was DH, and now we have Matt Holliday.
Yes, and I am a big fan.
He's A-Rod, all the talent without the drama, right?
Yep.
Right, so catcher, we got rid of McCann, now we have Sanchez.
Yep. I like Romine, too.
Yeah, I like Romine. But Sanchez started even last season in, 52 games, he hit 20 home runs, right?
Right.
He had a kind of idea what he was going to be like. Beltran has gone in right field, and we have Aaron Judge. Now, here's right? Last year, we saw what we were going to have, and it wasn't very good, right?
Right.
He had, 42 strikeouts and 84 at-bats. And now this year, he's Babe Ruth this year, right? He's Babe,
oh my God.
Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, all wrapped into one.
So, you saw the home run derby,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
So, the thing that stuck out the most to me, well, after, thank you, Sanchez, for knocking out Giancarlo Stanton, which was hilarious.
Screw you, Morrison.
Exactly. Paving the open road for Aaron Judge. All of the guys, Sano and all of them, they all looked exhausted by the second round, and Aaron Judge could have hit home runs for the rest of the night.
He wasn't even tired.
Oh my God.
He had 2 minutes left when he won.
Right, he was like, you know, what else do you want me to do for you? He is unbelievable. And he's just such a positive ambassador for He's like Michael Jordan, basically, you know, of baseball, I feel like.
Not quite yet, but he's definitely probably becoming the face of the game.
Yeah.
Right? So we got rid of Beltran, which was, I like Beltran. But,
me too.
But we replaced him with somebody bigger, faster, stronger, younger, right?
Yeah.
Which is a basic idea, which is good. So and the rest of the team is young. We, you know, Sterling Castro is, most of the team is under 30, right? Pretty much.
Right, and right now most of the team is on the DL, but yes, most of the team is under 30.
Right.
Bird,
he's an issue, right? So now we got rid of Tex because we had Bird was going to come.
Yeah.
And Bird in spring training was hitting home runs like you couldn't believe. But he got hurt, so.
And he's not getting better.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't know. They're still holding out hope. It'll be interesting what they do in the next 2 weeks because they're trading that. Right. I see we finally got rid of, we had Chris Carter for a while.
Right.
Who hit 41 home runs last year for Milwaukee and did absolutely nothing for us. Right.
I'd rather have Jimmy Carter playing first than Chris Carter.
But, so they finally, actually, they just released him outright.
Oh, really?
Released.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, yesterday.
Wow.
He got DFA'd twice, which is crazy, designated for assignment, and he actually made it back to the team both times.
Because of injuries, right?
Because of the injuries. So they got rid of him. For the time being, we're going to have, what's his name, G-Man Choi.
Oh, right, who's done some good stuff.
Right, he's
quickly.
Young. He wasn't high on the depth chart, right? It was Bird, it was Tyler Austin, a bunch of other things, but they all got hurt. So they brought, like, our plan B, you know, not even plan B, plan D, and he's hit two home runs in his first two games. So at least,
yeah.
So I think, judging on how, depending on how Bird is, health-wise,
right.
If they think he's going to come back, they'll probably keep Choi in there until then.
Right.
If Bird looks like he's going to be out for the rest of the season, they'll make a move within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I think I'm bringing in a real first baseman. You know, because right now we rank last in the entire majors. Our first base position is hitting like an average in RBIs, and that we're dead last.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, they have nobody to play it. That's why it's clear. And then the other Aaron was a big surprise too. He was phenomenal, Aaron Hicks.
Right, he's playing now like they thought he was going to play last year.
Right, but he also has been injured.
Right. Well, I know we're going to get Holiday back, I think, on Friday.
Right.
I think Castro should be back on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about Hicks, but I think also Hicks. I think we're getting everybody back but Bird.
Okay. And then also Ellsbury, Adam Warren, and Chapman have been injured this
right.
year.
I mean, we were in first place for most of the season, most of the first half. Now we're like three games up, but we lost our number two hitter, number three hitter.
Right.
No, number two, number four, number five, right? Are gone.
Yep.
You know, so which means we've got Aaron Judge hitting second. We've got the other day, Gregorius was batting cleanup.
Oh, my favorite.
Kedley was batting fifth. They should never be anywhere near that, right? They're good players, but they're not four and five hitters.
Right, right.
So
we're 3.5. I know you love when I say that. We're 3.5 games behind Boston.
Right.
But we are in the first in the wild card slot with 45 wins and 41 losses.
Right. We lost some momentum in the last couple of weeks, but that's because everybody got hurt. Now I'm hoping we get everybody back because our offense is ridiculous. But if everybody's back, our offense is ridiculous.
So wait, who's playing first?
Choi for now.
Right. But then we've got Hedley on third.
Hedley, that's our other weak spot, has been third base, right? Usually first base and third base in the infield are your power places, right?
Right.
Historically, you know. But now Hedley has been horrible. But he's signed for another year. I don't think they're going to make a move there until...
It's just over. So can't they put Torres at third more?
They'll play him a bit, but right now he's playing...
Second.
Second, or Wade is playing second. I think the guy they had for third base, either Gleyber Torres, who got hurt, like everybody else, right?
Yep.
Tommy John surgery, but he'll be back for spring training. And the other kid, that kid, Miguel Andujar, right? They brought him up for one game. He was like 4-for-4, had like four RBIs. He had an amazing game. And then they sent him back down again.
Right.
Because they wanted him to play every day. He's a third baseman.
Okay, so.
I think Hedley's making so much money that they kind of...
Right, they have...
You know,
they have to play him. Joe has to play him.
Kind of, sort of.
He's the human dish rag of baseball. No personality. About the same color as a dish rag.
Yeah, I mean, he has his moments. He's had some big hits, but he's...
Well, right. He's super streaky, though. Like, ridiculously streaky.
Right.
I get, and you know, and then you've got Gardy out there.
Right,
Ellsbury out there.
With Ellsbury, Gardner, Hicks... And Judge, probably the best outfield in the major leagues.
Right.
Or close to it.
And then what about Frazier, our redheaded Yankee?
Frazier, forgot all about him.
Right.
Red Thunder. He's great, but you know, when all these guys back, I think he's going to get sent back down.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of these guys who are playing now, I think, I mean, when you get Hicks back, we're going to have four outfielders, so we're not going to need Frazier around.
Right. Because you know what I need, Gigo? I need a pitcher who isn't Tyler Clippard as the middle reliever.
Yeah.
And I need Betances to get his groove back.
You saw him in the All-Star game. He walked two wild pitches.
What is going on with him? He's got to, like, he's got to break up with that girl or whatever. I guess he got married recently.
Oh, did
Something's
he? That's what it is.
Yeah, maybe it is. And then you know, Severino was an ace and then not doing so hot. And same with Pineda.
I'm okay with that. I think Severino, he has an off game now and then. But for the most part, he also gets no support, right? He's got the lowest run scored, I think, in the league.
Right, but then you've got our middle relievers, or, you know.
Right, he's had a bunch of games, but he left, he was in the lead, and the bullpen has blown for him. Jordan Montgomery's been great.
Right, Jordan Montgomery, really good.
I'm assuming they'll make some kind of deal for the All-Star, before the trade deadline, to bring in a pitcher.
Well, that's this month, right? What's the deadline?
End of the month.
Yep.
So I'm assuming they're looking at pitching.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any idea who? Who's available?
Some talk about Sonny Gray, who's out in Oakland. There's, what's his face in Minnesota? Jose Quintana, who is great. Anybody would want him, but now Minnesota's doing so good, they may keep him, right? The Brewers also, they were supposed to be horrible. They're doing first place, so they're not going to get rid of the guys.
What about Detroit? Can somebody steal the underperforming Verlander?
If you want to pay his $26 million a year, right, or whatever he's getting. He's got that crazy contract that's going to make it impossible to take. Unless Detroit decides to pay both of them.
Well, Detroit's got a higher payroll than the New York Yankees, you know.
Do they?
Yes. It's the Dodgers, Detroit, New York. Yankees, not Mets. So what about Joe Girardi? What are your feelings on how he's doing? Because I want to rip his head off sometimes with those pitching decisions.
Exactly. Like every time he brings in Clippard.
Right.
What kills me, he brings him in, and he doesn't have anybody warming up just in case.
Right. Oh, we're ahead by a run. Let's bring in Clippard and then lose the game. But then, like, we won't bring in Betances or Chapman in that situation. I don't know. I mean, I'm on Twitter. I know you're not on Twitter. So I'm on Twitter, and I follow a bunch of Yankee fans, and people are, like, going berserk over these pitching decisions. Like, they want to hunt him down and kill him. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So,
in one sense, I like what he's done with the young team, the young players. He's got them, you know, believing. He's always been good with young players. When he won Manager of the Year when he was with Florida. So he was an all-team of all rookies, and he got them to the playoffs.
Right, but when was that? Right, the 70s?
Right before he came to the Yankees.
So like 11 or 12 years ago.
But he was good. He was good with the young players, and I was, you know, and I thought that he'd be good with these players, and he is. He is good with the young guys. But he's too loyal sometimes. He gets some guy, and he decides that's going to be his dude, and he's going to be my seventh-inning guy, and it just makes no sense. There's sometimes where, you know, the seventh inning is more important.
Right, well, that's what I see a lot of people saying. Like, he's so formulaic about, like, you know, this pitcher for this long, then this pitcher for this inning, and this pitcher for this inning, and it keeps blowing up in his face.
Right. But we seem to be complaining. Meanwhile, we love these Yankees, right? They're good. They're young. They're fun to watch. They never seem to be out of it. Even in the games they lose, eighth, ninth inning, they've got a shot, right? They come up, you know, men on base in the ninth inning. They have a chance. They don't give up, you know.
And we haven't talked about enough my favorite player, who I said from the day he started, he was an absolute fantastic athlete who just had to settle down, and it's Didi Gregorius, and I just love him, he's awesome.
Bit of a slump at the moment, but we'll assume he'll get out of that.
I don't care, I just love him as a human being. He's interesting, he plays hard, he's so positive, he's got the most hilarious tweets. He's like, they post his tweets all the time, like, on the Yes Network, because they're so funny. He makes all these tweets, like, and he figures out all these hilarious, like, combinations of emoticons for all of the players and stuff, and they post them on TV because they're so hilarious. So, anyway, he's just great.
Right. It's a good team. It's a young team. A lot to look forward to. I mean, they're way ahead of schedule, right? Everybody talked about they were going to be good in 2019.
2020, right.
2019, 20.
So are we going to go after Harper or Machado or crazy like that?
I don't know. That was the idea. The idea was, right, 2019, that big free agent class, we have these young players, and then we put a monster guy like Harper in the lineup.
Right.
But we've already got a monster guy.
Yep.
We've got Judge also in the outfield, right? Aaron Judge is out there. So if next year Aaron Judge has a year like this year, same? then why spend that money on Harper?
Right.
I would still get Machado, right?
Yeah, for third base.
I would get Machado or some ace pitching.
Right.
Could you imagine if they got Harper? Imagine Harper and Judge in the same lineup.
Oh, my God.
But Harper's going to be a $400 million contract. That's what he wants.
Right. Well,
that's a lot.
We'll have all of the most expensive players off the team by then, right?
Yeah, well, CeCe. This is CeCe's last year. Although, I would not be surprised if they brought him back if he keeps pitching good.
Right. Well, you know, at times I feel he's the best pitcher on the team. So
he was. For the first half, he probably was.
Right, right. So I do agree that it might be worth, but hopefully, you know, they get him for a one-year contract.
Right.
And not, you know, for $50 million.
Right, exactly. And he's not going to be, he'll be the number four, number five starter, hopefully, because hopefully these young guys will step up. Like, next year, I am assuming Severino, Pineda, well, Pineda may be gone next year, too, right? This is his last year.
Oh, right.
He's one of those guys that's great talent, but he's very consistent.
Yeah.
So, but I would assume Jordan Montgomery, either 1, 2, or 3. Severino, either 1, 2, or 3, right? Those guys will move up.
What about Tanaka, the Tanaka problem?
I don't know.
Tanaka'd around. I don't know what happened. Is he injured and they're not telling us? Because he pitched like a phenom in spring training.
Right. And he's had some really good games. Excuse me. He had some really good games, but then he...
Against Boston. That was his best game.
He's also... He might opt out. He can opt out at the end of the year.
Where would he go?
Well, I think he opt out and probably re-sign with the Yankees for more money.
But why would they give him more money? He's been terrible. I went to Derek Jeter Day.
Uh-huh.
And he pitched the game. And he, like, let 7 home runs fly in the first inning or something. It was the worst thing that ever happened to Yankee Stadium on Derek Jeter Day.
But then he had other days where he pitched a complete game shutout in Boston, right?
I know. That's why it's like, what is the problem? There's an issue there.
I'm hoping it's fixable. I'm thinking it's fixable, right? Because I noticed the other day we were talking about he's throwing too many sinkers, and it's a matter of, I think he can be fixed. All right, I hope. You know, but a guy like Pineda, it's like it's in his head, right?
Yeah.
I think with Tanaka, I think it's a mechanic thing, right? It's,
you do?
I think so. Either, you know, his elbow is, you know, a half inch higher than usual, or, you know, it's some crazy thing like that. But Pineda, it's in his head. Who knows if he can fix that? You know what I mean?
You got to hire a team of psychiatrists,
right,
or something. So what about let's talk about the lowly Mets for a minute, because we are in New York. They're 10.5 games back.
Yeah, they suck.
And you may have seen a former Met post after every game his commentary on what the Mets are doing wrong. And that guy's name is Lenny Dykstra.
Speaking of the Mets real quick, before I get to Dykstra, they may have, right, because they're so far out, they may have some guys available, right, at the trade.
Oh, like pitching?
Like pitching, like maybe Harvey.
Because that's all they've got going for them.
That's all they've got to offer. So if I would take one of their guys.
That would be awesome. We're going to take your best pitchers, too.
We'll see. But anyway, Nails. I heard you met him recently.
Right. So I started seeing his videos on Facebook where he's talking about how bad the Mets are and what they need to do. And I was like, this guy might just be crazy enough to want to come on the radio show that I'm on. You know, I'm on Sportsy Talk now, WFMU. I had to get another gig after you left me.
Tuesday nights.
Tuesday from 6 to 7, 91.1 FM out of Jersey City. So, long story short, I actually got him to agree. I was just trying to get him to call into the show. He suggested that he come in person.
What else did he have to do?
Well, who knew he was in the New York area, though? So... he came in and we were a little bit nervous. We were thinking about hiring a bodyguard, but we didn't.
Hide the silverware.
Right. So he came in and he did the interview, and he was actually way better behaved than we thought he would, because the guy, Jim, who runs the board, was like, I got to hit the button on him. Like, they said if he says one, like, messed up thing, I got to keep hitting the button on him. And he didn't. He didn't curse or anything at all. He got onto topics that were a little bit questionable. But whatever. The whole time, he had a great time. It went really well. But that's not even the story, because the story is the story after the story. So he said, well, you guys got to get me a car to the city. And I was like, dude, WFMU is listener supported. We all have like a fleet of limos waiting downstairs to take the talent to New York. So I said, I'll take you back to the city, because I had driven there.
So you and Dykstra alone in a car.
So we got in my car. And
wait. You're talking. When did you get a car?
Oh, I have my mother's car now.
Oh, okay.
I guess we could both talk about how it's sad that both of our mothers have died since we
last did a podcast. Yeah.
Crazy. So that's what I inherited. My mother passed. Went to the Shea Stadium in the sky, and I got her car.
I got my mom's brown eyes. So there you go.
So I was like, dude, I'll just drive you to Midtown, to a hotel in Midtown. So we get in the car in the parking garage, and he's like, okay, I got to check out a real estate deal, though. You got to drive me to this real estate deal. I was like, what are you talking about? He said, there's a house on 2nd Street in Jersey City that somebody gave me a tip on. It's cost $1 million. We got to go look at it.
Is this what he's doing now? He's a real estate guy? That's his new...
I don't know. He has shows coming out, and his book came out, and there might be movies coming, you know, all different, whatever. He's like the new Howard Stern, the king of all media, I think. So I was like, okay, dude, if you tell me where it is, because I don't know Jersey City. So he's all adept with his technology. He puts it in Google Maps. It was really close to where I was parked. So we pull up to the address, and he's like, pull over, park in here. I'm like, it's a fire hydrant. I can't park here. He's like, just for a second. And he's like, get out. You have to look at the house with me too, so that when I think that it's crap, that like I have somebody who can vouch for me, like, you know, as a second set of eyes. So we get out, and it's sort of all those like row houses that are all like mushed together, like all in the family kind of thing.
Right.
And we're looking at it, and it's sort of looking up and down, and there's some like old Italian lady in the house next door, like looking at us out the window. I mean, total old school Jersey City. And he's looking at it. He's like, $1 million. And there's two guys standing on the street. And one's like, you know, they're both sort of Sopranos-ish looking guys.
How you doing?
And they're standing there. And he looks at them, and he goes, hey. He's like, is this house worth $1 million? And the guy gave some, you know, typical like Jersey response, like, well, I don't know about that, but if you give me $750,000 in cash, I'll give you the house right now. And so
I'll give you my wife.
Right, exactly. So we're looking at it, and these two guys, they're like looking at him, and I'm like, these guys are trying to figure out if they know this guy. I know they were like, who? What? Wait a second. And then we got back in the car, and he was like, I wouldn't pay $1,000 for that effing house. And then I drove him back to the city. So I went on a real estate run with Lenny Dykstra after the show.
Amazing.
Yep. Amazing. Yeah.
Lenny Dykstra. You got to bring him on this show one day.
Oh, yeah. I'll get him on this show. Why not?
We'll get him for the playoffs.
He signed he gave me his book and signed it, and he gave me a baseball and signed it. So he's... That's nice.
I guess. I mean.
He's not. Oh my God! What a maniac! So that's my getting an actual Major League Baseball player to appear on one of my shows.
That's cool.
We never did that before.
No, we only got musicians.
Right. And some of them weren't even very good.
They didn't want to come on.
I still say the Dick Manitoba was just that was my swan song. I know you like the Jason Finn interview.
I like the Jason Finn interview.
Yeah, that was good too. So, our next game is later on tonight against Boston. There's four in a row because there's a doubleheader on Sunday.
Because that's a rainout that we're being made up. So it's four games in 3 days.
So this is super, super important because if we get shellacked on those games, we're kind of done for. But sometimes we do really great in Fenway somehow.
We can come out of the weekend in first place again.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
It's important. Exactly. It's a big weekend, big to start the season, start the second half. I think we're...
Do you want to fly from Miami to Boston and catch those games?
We don't have tickets to that either. We can get our asses kicked. But, I mean, so that's a good way. I think that's a good way to start off the second half, though, right? Get right into it, get, you know, playoff type atmosphere. I'm assuming it's going to be in Fenway, right? In Fenway.
Fenway, yep.
So playoff type atmosphere, you know everyone's going to be cursing out Aaron Judge. That's the kind of stuff you want them to get used to, right?
Oh, right.
So I think that'll be good for them. Get the blood rolling.
Do you think that they will be as effectively racist to him as they are to Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles in Boston?
I don't know. I mean... He's not as dark as Adam Jones.
What is wrong with those people, man?
That was Boston. They used to curse out Jim Rice, and he was on their team. But I think the second half is going to be interesting. They're a good team. I think they'll make the playoffs. I'm pretty sure they can make the playoffs. playoffs.
Wild card, or you think you'll actually?
I think they can take. I think it all depends. A lot depends on what they do in the trade deadline. I think we're gonna need more pitching. Boston's a good team. They, you know, we knew they were gonna be good. You know, and the Yankees were lucky that they kind of their first half wasn't that good. The first quarter. They were struggling, and now they're kind of playing the way they were supposed to be playing. So they're gonna be good. And I mean, the division's good. Tampa Bay.
Houston is the problem in the league. But Tampa is right there tied, basically, with the Yankees.
Houston is the team to beat in the major leagues, right? I think they're a cut above everybody else. This Yankee team reminds me of them a few years ago, right? Them, like, you know, what was it, 2013, they lost 111 games in Houston. Like, they were horrible. And they were horrible for a long time.
Was it because they moved leagues, do you think?
No, they were just bad. They were a bad team for a while. But it helped because if you suck every year, you get the first pick in a draft.
Right.
So now, like, everybody on their team is the first round.
Right. Oh, gotcha.
You know, so these are really good players. It was just going to be a while. Matter of time before they got out of the minors and made. So, like, the Yankees are in that kind of stage now, too. We got all these young players. They're up here now. They really shouldn't be, right? Frazier shouldn't be up here yet. Wade shouldn't be up here yet. Choi shouldn't be up here yet. The original plan was to have them in the minors this year, probably for a good part of next year, too. Right. So we're a little ahead of schedule. But I think the future looks good, right? The future is bright for the Yankees, right? And we're getting a taste of what, like they were talking to Brian Cashman the other day, talking about making a trade. They asked him, can this team win a championship? He goes, yeah, I think we can. If we make a move, we can win a championship. He goes, but I'm not thinking championship, right? He goes, I'm thinking championships, right? Thinking long term. We can do stuff now and get a pitcher, get rid of one of these young guys, because everybody wants our young players now, right? So I'm sure one of these guys, like, you know, will give us their stud. The Mets will give us their stud if we give them three of our young guys.
Right.
And he's not going to do that. He's going to hang on to them. And I guess in his thinking, better not to win the series this year.
And win a few in a row.
Win a few in a row starting next year or the year after. Right. He's thinking long term, which is finally the Yankees are thinking long term.
Right, right. It took about 8 or so years.
Right. It took a long time.
Well, it was hard to let go of, you know, glory.
Well, I think that part of it, I think they didn't think the fans would let them do it. Right? They're like, you can't rebuild in New York, the fans won't let you. Which is crazy, because everybody I know has been saying rebuild for years. Right?
Right, right. New York fans are smart enough to know and understand what you have to do and why you have to do that.
Right, and we kind of lucked out that we got to rebuild while still winning, right?
Right.
Because we're rebuilding right now. Right? Yep. All these moves he made last year and in the offseason, this is all about rebuilding. And theoretically, we should be like Houston and lose 100 games as we rebuild. Or the Cubs, who were horrible for years until they built up a good team. Right? We didn't have to do that, you know, because we're better than everyone else. Or whatever.
Because we're the Yankees.
Right, we get to rebuild and win at the same time.
Well, let's hope the rest of this month is better than the last month, because
I think it is. I think we're getting. I mean, we lost half our lineup. I mean, it's hard to win when you ain't got. And there were, I mean, Holiday was a huge.
Yes, and Hicks.
Hicks, right? I mean, Holiday batting fifth behind Judge, I think, is awesome. He protects Judge. Yep. Gary Sanchez, I think, I like him batting sixth.
Yep.
Right? Middle down, he's an RBI guy, you know? So I think, you know, once we get these guys back, I think we'll be fine. I think we're going to be a good team. It's going to be a good season. It's been a good season already. I've been to 5 games already. Last year, I think I went to 1.
Do you think maybe you and I will go to a game on purpose together, or will we continue to run into each other?
We'll figure it out. We'll definitely figure it out. But they're good. But they're a good team. They're worth watching. The Yanks are back. For real. I think they're actually really back this time, right? You know?
Yeah. Well, I think the momentum of Aaron Judge is huge.
Right. Do we expect him to be like this all year?
Forever.
I don't know. Can he finish the year like this?
If you look at the home run derby, dude, I think he could still be hitting those home runs. So maybe.
But the question, all right, so now when you get to August and it's like 1,000 degrees out and you're playing in Texas.
And you're 6'7".
And you're 6', right, at 280, and who knows? We'll see.
I don't know, man.
It's a long season. I'm curious to see how he holds up. I think a lot depends on Girardi, right? That's why you got 4 outfielders, right? You can sit him and play Hicks, or sit him and play whoever else is going to be in there.
You have your pick of Aarons. Who could say that?
And Tylers.
And Tylers?
I think we have like 5 Tylers on the team.
If your name isn't Aaron or Tyler, you probably can't play for the Yankees.
Right, exactly.
All right, so I think that we have agreed upon the perfect walk-off song.
Oh, well, we're there already. All right, so Yankees are back. Bullpen Betty's back.
I never left. I had to find myself another place. You ran off and turned your back on all of us.
It was busy.
But this was your your idea to do this today.
Come back today, right? Yeah, we'll do both. This won't be our last. We'll definitely be back. Like I said, I just got tired of talking about this horrible team. You know,
right.
It was depressing.
It was.
But they're back. I think things are good. Things are looking good. And, yeah. What's that walk-off song? You got a walk-off song for us.
I do. So, if you listen to the lyrics, they probably aren't exactly accurate. But I love this band, and I know that you do, too. I think that the title of the song is very fitting. It's New York's All Right by Fear.
Yes! All right, Betty, good to see you again.
You too.
We shall do this again.
Alrighty. Bye, everybody. Thanks for checking back in with us.
Lady out.